Chicka the Chickity Chicka Brothers Podcast. Hello, podcast Chicka listeners. Chicka, hello and Chicka, welcome to
Chicka the Chickity Chicka Brothers Podcast.
Chicka, woohoo! Yeah! So the show, Chicka, is now Chicka ours! Chicka, here's what Chicka happened. Chicka Devin left Chicka us a Chicka letter in Chicka our mailbox, Chicka and Chicka Chat, can you Chicka read it? Chicka Char, Chicka Dear Chat, Chicka and Cap. All of your interrupting and pestering has finally gotten to me. I hereby relinquish the ownership of Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids, to you two. Use it wisely. Sincerely, Devin. So now Chicka the show, Chicka is ours. Chicka, we got Chicka it today, Chicka on April Chicka 1st. Chicka, something's up Chicka with today. Chicka, but I Chicka just can't Chicka place it. Chicka, alrighty. Chicka today on Chicka the April Chicka 1st episode, Chicka. Kingdom Animalia Zoology Podcast for Kids. April Fools. Chicka, Chicka Devin. Ha ha, I got you so good. You should have seen the look on your faces. Chicka, what? It was a prank. They didn't hand it over to you. Pow. Chicka but Chicka school. Oh, but today is Saturday. I changed your calendar so I could barge in like I just did. Kind of a double prank. Chicka, I never Chicka thought you Chicka had it Chicka in you, Chicka Devin. Let's just roll the KA theme now, cause you didn't. Haha.
Chicka R. Chicka R.
Kingdom Animalia. Hello and welcome to Kingdom Animalia Zoology Podcast for Kids. I'm your host, Devin, and these are my co-hosts,
Chicka Chat, Chicka and Cap.
So today's an April Fool's special. There'll be 5 crazy, unbelievable animals. 1 I just made up. And you'll have to guess which it is. Just be sure not to believe any of the facts on today's episode, because 1/5 of them aren't real. So let's get going! Today on episode 7 of Kingdom Animalia, we are learning about the sea pig, Scotoplanes globosa, hammerhead worm, Bipalium muscatum, hinge tooth macaque, Macaca digitodens, leaf sheep, Costaciella curochime, and star-nosed mole, Condylura cristata. One of which isn't real, and you'll have to guess which. Enjoy, and pay attention. Let's start with the first animal. Animal 1 is the sea pig. You know what a tardigrade, or water bear, or moss piglet, whichever name you choose, looks like? Round, circular head, 8 chubby short legs. So imagine a tardigrade. Then scale them up to 5.9 to 7.1 inches, or 15 to 18 centimeters long. Then replace the 8 chubby legs with 5 to 7 pairs, or 10 to 14 individual, long tube feet. Tube feet are little hydro-powered tubes that sea pigs and other echinoderms, sea stars, sea urchins, etc., use as legs. In most echinoderms, they are short, but sea pigs are extra long, so much so that they look like regular legs. They use these special tube feet to suspend their bodies above mud. Then add 4 long, antennae-like strands called papillae, very different from those on octopuses, above each of the 4 corners, so to speak, of their back. They use these to probe and search for food. Then circularly around the mouth, add a bunch of tiny tentacles. Lastly, make their skin slightly clear and flush it a light pink or orange. Sea pigs live in oceans all around the
Chicka cat.
No, all around the world. They live in abyssal to haddle depths, those are levels in the ocean, including in underwater trenches. specifically in depths of 2200.5 to 7403 yards, or 2100 to 7774 meters under. They're one of the most abundant and commonly seen seafloor animals. They mainly eat decomposing material. They search using their papillae, sniffing at their food, yes, they use them to smell, and forage for it with their tentacles. They can gather in huge herds when there are large carcasses such as whale falls. Dead whale, I guess. They usually only get into groups of 10 to 30, the largest group recorded having been 600 sea pigs strong. They are actually very picky about what compost to eat and won't eat anything that's been sitting out for 100 or more days. Now, who's ready for some fun facts?
Chica, I guess. Chica fact number chica one.
In their scientific name, Scotoplanes globosa, the species name, globosa, means spherical, referring to their round bodies.
Chica fact number chica two.
Researchers have seen numerous juvenile king crabs hiding from predators under sea pigs. It is currently unknown what the sea pigs get out of this.
Chica fact number chica three.
Though they might not look it, sea pigs are A. Sea slugs, B. Sea cucumbers, or C. Sea worms.
Chica B. Chica B.
Drumroll please, Chet.
Chica, alrighty.
The answer is B. You're both correct.
Chica woohoo!
Chica yeah!
Congrats. Now,
chica fact number chica four.
There are actually multiple species of sea pig. Right now we're talking about Scotoplanes globosa. The others are S. angelicus and S. metabolus. On to animal number two. The hammerhead worm. The worm's name comes from the shape of their head, which resembles that of a hammerhead shark. It's rounded and looks like a spade. They have snake-like bodies that grow 12 to 15 inches, or 31.48 to 38.1 centimeters. They are typically light brown with dark stripes going down their backs for the entire length of their body. They slide around on the ground on a trail of mucus, moving their heads side to side. Though they can reproduce sexually, they often do it asexually, in which a small piece of their back end pops off and turns into a new worm. Since they kind of clone themselves, they kind of live forever, though the original body does die. They are commonly found in forests and gardens in subtropical to tropical regions, hiding under leaves, logs, shrubs, and rocks, just anywhere out of the sun. They are native to Southeast Asia and Vietnam, but are invading Europe and North America, mainly the US and Canada, thanks to humans introducing them. They are indeed invasive and will feed on native earthworms and other worms responsible for composting in North America and Europe. They will also eat slugs, snails, and insects. I'm going to explain how they eat, so prepare to be grossed out.
Chica Devin, brief chica us for chica this. Chica, you shouldn't chica be eating chica while listening.
Yeah. First, they will ooze around in search of a tasty worm, slug, or snail. They have special chemoreceptors, cells that sense chemicals, to sense the mucus of their worm, slug, or snail prey. Then, they strike. Or more, splat. They will coat their prey in sticky slime, keeping them from escaping. Then they spit out digestive enzymes, liquefying them. Lastly, they will regurgitate part of their throat and suck in the tasty, slimy smoothie directly to their gut. Hammerhead worms will not only eat earthworms, but other hammerhead worms.
Chica, ick. Chica, I hope chica this one. Chica is fake.
That's right. I haven't even told Cheddar Cat which is fake.
Chica, chica, ugh.
Now who's ready for some fun facts?
Chica fact number chica one. Chica, wait, what? Chicka cap?
You two will take turns today since there are 5 animals. You know, to be good on your syrinxes. Those are the bird equivalents of voice boxes, larynxes.
Chicka, okay.
Let's restart.
Chicka fact number chicka 1.
Her scientific name means brown double spade. For bipalium, bi means 2, and pala means shovel or spade. This referring to their looking like a pickaxe or double spade. Viscatum means brown, referring to the species coloration.
Chicka fact number chicka 2.
As slightly hinted at, hammerhead worms don't like being dry. If faced with dryness, they will coil into a tight ball and coat themselves in a thick layer of mucus.
Chicka fact number chicka
3. Their mucus is toxic, made to ward off predators, but can also be dangerous to humans and pets. It contains a neurotoxin, a toxin that affects your nervous system, called tetrodotoxin, that's also present in pufferfish. A human eating or touching the slime can cause irritation to the skin, abdominal pain, vomiting, numbness, and headaches. Now on to animal 3. The hinge-toothed macaque. They look like your typical macaque monkey and are small. Males grow up to
chicka cap, cap, chicka long.
No. Males grow up to 3.5 feet or 1.06 meters tall with a 7-inch or 17.7 centimeter long tail, and females are 3 feet or 0.9 meters tall and have a 6-inch or 15 centimeter long tail. They are furry and light brown overall, with a pink furless face, feet, and hands, black ears, a shaggy brown back, and a white belly. As their name suggests, they have large canines with the upper two being hinged like those of a viper. We'll get to that soon. They are highly social and will live in large, tight-knit troops who sleep together in the trees and forage together on the ground. They live on the island of Borneo in rainforests, but occasionally will live along the beach. They are endangered on the IUCN Red List as critically endangered, and are extremely rare, which is partially why they are very little known despite their amazingness. They'll eat the giant Bornean red crabs, closely related to the Christmas Island red crabs of Christmas Island. They're very large, red and black crabs, about the size of the palm of your hand. Very nutritious. Now who's ready for some fun facts?
Chicka fact number chicka 1.
Their scientific name, Macaca digitodens, translates to finger-tooth monkey in Latin, referring to their teeth, which I'll cover soon. They have 2 other names, aside from hinge-tooth macaque and Macaca digitodens. They have an alternative common name, the finger-tooth macaque, referring to their movable teeth, and their Malay name, Monyet Gigi Ular, translating to snake-tooth monkey, referring to their viper-like teeth.
Chicka fact number chicka 2.
Here's how they eat using their teeth. First, they will walk around in the jungle floor, usually alone or in pairs, using their noses, which are 3 times better than those of bloodhounds, to sniff out their prey, crabs. Once they find the crab, they'll quickly grab them in their hands, then pin them between their canines, claws sticking out, so the crab can't pinch them. Then they will methodically scrape their top canines back and forth across the top of the shell until they have 2 gashes on top of the shell. They will then shove their canines in, killing the crab. Next, they will turn the crab sideways in their mouth and will do the same on the sides, carving out a square in the shell. Then they will use their teeth, which are actually opposable like our thumbs to our fingers, to pry off the square, flip it off, and pin the crab back down before it falls out. Then they will grab the crab in their hands to scrape out the juicy insides with their teeth to eat. Now on to animal numero 4. That's animal number 4 in Spanish. The leaf sheep. First, imagine a dense bunch of unripe bananas. Then put a little purple dot at the end of each banana. Then replace the little stem at the top with a little white head. Then add 2 purple rabbit ears, 2 black poppy seed-looking and close-together eyes, and 2 pink specks at the bottom that look like nostrils. In the center of all the bananas, add a little white body. And then, Shrink this down to 0.2 inches or 5 millimeters. This is pretty much what a leaf sheep looks like. The ears are actually sensory appendages called rhinophores. They're covered in fine hairs that sense chemicals in the water, allowing them to find food. The spots aren't actually nostrils either. They're aquatic and native to the coast of Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Their primary diet is marine algae. Now here's where it gets weird. They not only look like plants, but they also
capsize.
Nuh-uh. It's something even crazier. They not only look like plants, but they can also photosynthesize like plants. That's right. They can turn sunlight into energy.
Sugar. Sugar.
Are you a leaf sheep listening?
Yeah.
Do you want to go long periods of time without eating?
Yeah.
Well, do we have the technique for you?
What is it?
It's called photosynthesis.
Tell me more.
First, you eat some algae.
Nom nom.
Then you retain the chloroplast, plastid that contains chlorophyll.
Say what?
Let me explain. Plastids are types of cells in plants and algae. Chlorophyll is a green compound that plants and algae use to photosynthesize. You just have to suck it out of your algae and retain it in your body through a process called kleptoplasty. And you can photosynthesize, eat the sunlight. You can even use this to go for months without regular food.
Ooh.
You can use our trademark technique, kleptoplasty, at home today. Side effects include being ulcer repelled sea slugs and bioluminescing, in other words, glowing. Now, who's ready for some fun facts?
Check out fact number chicka one.
In their scientific name, Costaciella kuroshimi, I know I'm not pronouncing that correctly, refers to Kuroshima, a Japanese island where leaf sheep were discovered by scientists. They are also called leaf slugs and salty ocean caterpillars.
Chicka fact number chicka two.
Leaf sheep are actually a, drumroll please, a species of sea slug, as I just kind of mentioned. Sea slugs are very different from land slugs, actually, and come in many different shapes and sizes like the leaf sheep. Now on to our fifth and final animal. The star-nosed mole. With the familiar name mole, they may seem normal. That is far from the truth. I'll get to that soon. The star-nosed mole is, as you suspected, a mole. They have jet black fur and wide forefeet with large claws designed for digging. The bottom of their feet are pink and bare, and they have a long and hairy tail. At the tip of their nose, they have 11 pairs of little pink finger-like tentacles called rays, used for sensory purposes. They are diurnal and active throughout the year. They are native to northeastern US and southeastern Canada. They are semi-aquatic, meaning they are partially aquatic, which means they live in the water, and live in a variety of habitats as long as they have moist soil.
Chicka moist.
They prefer areas that have poor drainage, such as coniferous and deciduous forest, clearings, wet meadows, and wetlands such as marshes and peatlands. But they're occasionally found in dry meadows up to 1,312.3 feet, or 400 meters from the water. Star-nosed moles are carnivores, specifically vermivores, meaning they eat worms, though they'll sometimes eat insects, mollusks, aquatic crustaceans, and even small fish. During the wintertime, they hunt more underwater, coming in from their tunnels because the ground is frozen. Now, who's ready for some fun facts?
Chicka fact number chicka one.
In their scientific name, Condylura cristata, Condylura means knob tail, referring to a knob on their tails depicted in bad drawings, which they don't actually have, and cristata means crest, referring to their star-shaped nose.
Chicka fact number chicka two.
Let's talk about their noses.
Chicka, does he chicka really know chicka about their chicka noses? Chicka, oh yeah. Chicka, he knows.
Did he really just do a rim shot for your own joke?
Chicka, yeah?
Oh, whatever. So let's talk about their
chicka caps.
Nope, their noses. The quote-unquote tentacles, or fingers, as I said, are called rays, since they look like a sun altogether. As I also said, there are 11 pairs, meaning there are 22 in total. Covering all of them, they have a total of 25,000 little touch receptors called Eimer's organs with which they use to feel around. This gives them a really good sense of touch. The receptor got its name because they were first described by a German zoologist named Theodor Eimer in 1871. Some other mole species possess Eimer's organs, though they're not as advanced or numerous as in star-nosed mole. The organs partially became so highly evolved because the star-nosed mole is functionally blind. The rays were long thought to be electroreceptors, receptors for electricity. They can use them to identify and devour their prey in as little as 100 milliseconds, though on average 227. In just 8 milliseconds, their brain can identify if the prey is edible or not. They can touch, eat, and move on so quickly that they might not even notice and come back to realize that they actually ate it.
Chicka fact number chicka 3.
They are great in the water. First is they can smell underwater by exhaling an air bubble onto objects or scent trails and then inhaling it back through their nose, carrying the scent with it. Second is they can swim very well and can stay underwater for up to 30 seconds. That's all. Now it's time for you to guess. Here's how it works. First, think of which animal you think isn't real. And if you want your answer to be featured if you get it right, send it in using the contact form on the page for this episode, which is at kingdomanimaliapod.com/episodes/aprilfools2023, or you can also read the episode transcript, or you can email us at contact@kingdomanimaliapod.com, subject line aprilfools2023, with your guess and permission for me to say your name. The deadline is next Saturday morning, and that day I'll release a bonus episode revealing the answer, shouting out the correct guessers, and going over the fake facts. As I said, don't go around telling people the facts from this episode until you know. That is all. Send in your guesses, and if you get it right, I'll shout you out. So until next time, always check your animal facts, but don't check these. The answer will be next week, when I'll also release the works cited page. And keep exploring this amazing kingdom, Animalia. Bye!
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 Chicka, we will chicka get revenge. Chicka, hello, podcast chicka listeners. Chicka, it's us. Chicka chat? Chicka and cat. Chicka and no. Chicka, this is chicka not and chicka ad. Chicka, we're here, chicka with an chicka announcement. Chicka, do you chicka want to chicka ask us chicka questions? Chicka got any chicka burning inquiries chicka to ask chicka the famous chicka chickity brothers? Chicka will send chicka them in. Chicka, we're planning chicka on doing chicka an ask chicka the chickity chicka brothers bonus chicka episode. Chicka, you can chicka use our chicka email, which chicka is chat. Chicka, this is chicka the time chicka you need chicka to cut chicka out the chicka chickas. chickity.pod@gmail.com. Chicka subject line, ask the chickity brothers. Chicka, or use chicka the contact chicka form, which chicka is at chickakingdomanimaliapod.com/contact/acb. Chicka, just state chicka your name, chicka, or just chicka say anonymous. Chicka, your email. Chicka, if you're chicka using the chicka contact form. Chicka, and your chicka question or chicka questions. Chicka, thank you, chicka, for your chicka time. Chicka, bye!
Chicka, bye!